Welcome back to another episode of The Undefeated. My name is George, and I am here with Will.
What's up?
And Christian.
All right, let's get this started.
So we're going to start off with week 9 of football. And I'm going to start off with this topic really quick. Should Adam Vinatieri retire?
No. He makes that kick if the laces are the right way.
Yes, exactly.
He's Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah, but how many other kicks has he missed this season?
Okay, I'm not saying he should retire. Let him retire when he's ready. He's won three Super – he's kicked three
Four
game
Super Bowls.
He's kicked three game winners in a Super Bowl.
I mean, yeah, that's crazy.
He's also –
but he can't make a game winner on Arrowhead.
He's literally the best kicker of all time.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Really? You wouldn't agree with that?
No, like, it depends on which decade you're talking
about. No,
but he is the greatest kicker of all time.
No, he's the greatest kicker of all time.
Yeah.
Like,
no doubt.
Yeah, there's no doubt in that fact.
And not all-around kicker, best place kicker, because we know that he's not doing kickoffs.
Yeah.
No. Right, but, I mean, we're talking, I mean, points-wise. He has
the most
points
in
NFL history.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. It's... it's just the weirdest thing you could ever think of.
Yeah.
Think about it. He didn't even go to D1.
He didn't
D1.
Even make it
he went
the
to
NFL.
D1 AA. He went to
he
NFL
played.
Europe.
No, he went in the CFL.
No, he went to NFL Europe. There was no CFL. He didn't go to the CFL.
Yeah.
I thought he went to the CFL.
No.
No, the NFL Europe was a thing at the time.
That's
where Kurt Warner went before he went to the Rams. Mm-hmm.
All right. So following that up, I'm going to name off, you know, I know we did this a couple weeks ago, but now it's farther into the season. I'm going to name you off teams. You tell me if they're a contender or pretender, all right?
All right.
We'll start with the AFC. Okay, I'm going to start off with the Buffalo Bills. Contender or pretender?
Contender.
I'd say contender. They just need to get that offense going, if you think about it.
Yeah, Josh Allen, again... not my favorite person.
No.
To hate on Josh Allen.
If
and
he,
I understand
okay.
why.
If he had the accuracy, he would be an all-star quarterback. He is not accurate enough
no.
to be a top-tier quarterback.
If you watch the game, he missed three open receivers for a touchdown.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I hate on Josh Allen.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you're wrong to hate on Josh Allen by any stretch of imagination.
No.
I'm just saying that he has... He looks the best out of all the quarterbacks in that draft class right now.
So
right
far,
now, yes, he does. Which
that
is really
Lamar,
sad.
Which is
really
sad.
No, no,
he
it's
has
definitely
bottom tier.
No, it's
receivers.
Definitely Lamar looks the best.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot Lamar was.
but after the
he was the last one taken.
No,
in
okay,
that
the first
one.
The
best
top
out of
four
those
ten
top
quarterbacks.
Ten.
Yeah,
out of those
top
you could say
ten.
That. Yes.
I agree with that.
And Baker Mayfield has Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry, and he still can't.
Right, but I think Freddie Kitchens just sucks.
Freddie Kitchens should
get fired. Why he was
never hire a rookie head coach to develop an NFL quarterback.
I think that's why
choice.
He was QB coach like before he took offensive duties.
He was the running backs coach who got promoted to offensive coordinator.
I thought
he
was QB's coach, BC. He was quarterback at Alabama.
Coach all in less than 6 months.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, next is the Indianapolis Colts. Contender or pretender?
It depends.
It's
on Brissett.
Because Jacob, they said they... toys MCL,
which should be a two. They said it would probably be 2 weeks.
And I don't offense Matt Hoyer friends, but I don't think he fits that system well.
Brian Hoyer,
yeah. He made some bad reads.
He comes back in 2 weeks, are they a contender or pretender?
Still, I still think they're a pretender. I think
I still think so.
Houston is going to take that division, and I don't know if they get a wild card spot or not.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there's just a pretender for right now, but if we do this in a few weeks,
actually,
maybe.
On Monday, Colts coach Frank Reich told reporters Jacoby Brissett does indeed have an MCL sprain, but there's optimism he can play on Sunday.
I would not rush back your franchise quarterback after you just lost your other franchise quarterback less than 3 months ago.
Yeah, I could absolutely understand that. All right, next, the Oakland Raiders, contenders or pretenders?
I think they're pretenders because the only teams they've beaten are not that good teams. Look at the Bears. Not that good. Denver, not really good. Just the teams they played, who they won, I don't think they're like a contender at all.
I think they're a pretender mostly because they're trying to outrun we had AB, and that's putting the chip on their shoulder saying, oh, they thought the only reason we would have won is with him. So
right.
now we can show that we can win without him. That's why I think they're a contender.
Okay. Chargers, contender or pretender?
Pretender. I think they're pretender.
If you say what I think you're about to say, I'm going to slap you.
I don't know. I'm just going to leave it in air, and I think that they have a shot at the seventh seed.
You mean the sixth seed?
You know what I mean. The sixth
seed. The wild card?
Yeah, they have a shot at the wild card.
If they'll get their act together.
Okay. Jacksonville Jaguars, contender or pretender?
Pretender.
Pretender.
Their defense is overrated. They're bringing back a quarterback who they haven't played with since week one. And their receiving core sucks.
Okay. It's just average receiving core.
All right. Contender or pretender, Pittsburgh Steelers?
Pretender all the way.
I'm never going to take them out of that race, mostly because Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season, and I don't think he's about to start.
It's 4-4, so right now he's still not at a losing season.
He's at 500.
I'm in the middle.
He's never finished the season less than 9-7.
I'm in the middle right now for them.
Yeah.
If you can trust Mason Rudolph to throw a pass that's not a dump-off pass, you can win games.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
I'm not saying you should trust him. I'm saying you should show, oh, my God, he can't do this. And then be like, okay, let's go back to what we were doing.
All right. Tennessee Titans, contender or pretender?
Pretender, because Ryan Tannehill sucks and Mariota is not
trash.
The greatest. And their defense is terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then these last two you're not going to be happy about me even bringing up. Broncos, contender or pretender?
Pretender, all the way.
Pretender, Brandon Allen is your new starting quarterback. Drew Locke comes
back. He won.
He won.
Well, it's against the
Browns. You're 1-0 against the worst coach team in the NFL.
Yeah, and then...
And I'm putting Freddie Kitchens below Adam Gase and Brian Flores.
Okay. Speaking of Freddie Kitchens, Cleveland Browns, contender or pretender?
Pretender
because of Freddie Kitchens.
Damn shame.
Freddie Kitchens will go into the NFL. Like, he will get literally murdered by, like, Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree with that. So, right now, what you're saying is if the, you know, you think Houston, Kansas City, New England, Baltimore, Buffalo, and who else? One other
Texans.
Team.
Texans.
San Diego.
I said Texans.
Okay.
San Diego. Or Los Angeles.
LA, what do you think?
Los Angeles, I'm up the grabs.
And
I don't know.
I named those five teams that you thought were going to get in. You have one more to pick out of the AFC.
I'm almost willing to flip my Bills and Patriots because
that's fine, but they're going to make it. Right?
Yeah. Brady,
you're saying they're going to make it.
Yeah, Tom Brady played against a good team for the first time this season. And
they always play well on the second time they play that team, if you remember.
Yeah.
And they showed this graphic on Sunday night. It was the quarterbacks that he did play, and it was like Luke Falk and all these really bad quarterbacks, and then it said now he has to play Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Carson Wentz, and it was and then he has to play Mahomes, like, in a row.
Yeah.
So he needs to show that he can win against a good team right now.
But who would be your sixth team, Christian?
We already got the Chargers and stuff like that.
So you think the Chargers?
Yes. If they win the next couple weeks, I'll give them a chance.
Okay.
Because they're too good to have a losing season, if you think about it.
All right. Now let's move to the NFC. And I'm going to start with the Bears. Contenders or pretenders?
Pretenders, all the way.
Pretenders? Did you say pretenders?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because they're not even close to...
Yeah, their offense is
hot trash. Mitchell Trubisky is terrible.
Yes. Okay. Rams, contenders or pretenders?
Pretenders. I know they just made it to the Super Bowl. I know they have Aaron Donald. I know they have all these pieces. But they haven't looked that hot. Not going to lie. They haven't looked good at all.
Okay.
It just look average.
At best.
Yes.
All right. Lions, contenders or pretenders?
It really all depends on Matt Stafford, but I'm going to say pretenders.
Although he's quietly had 19 touchdowns on only 5 picks.
He's having a good year.
He's having a really
good year.
I'm not saying that Matt Ryan's not – I mean, not Matt Ryan. Matt Stafford's not having a good year. I'm just saying that it depends on him and it just depends on how – because this is the first time Detroit's looked solid since, like, Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and Matt, it's just
pretenders. Yeah, we'll see. It really depends on, and also, can they get a running game without Kerryon Johnson? Yeah.
And can Matt Patricia show that he's not Bill Belichick's sidekick?
Yes.
We'll see. Panthers, contenders or pretenders?
Contenders all the way. Kyle Allen is riding one of the biggest backup quarterback highs I've seen in my life.
Yeah. Cam Newton's already out for the year, so right now, I'm up to grab
it. It also helps that you have McCaffrey.
Yeah, who's having an MVP season.
Who's going to win the MVP?
He is not going to win the MVP.
Yes, he is.
He is not.
That could go to Wilson.
Yes, it's going to Russell Wilson.
Think about it. All the touchdowns he's for with
consume
one pick.
Consume fecal matter and perish.
No, thank you. I'd rather not perish today if it's all the same to you.
Damn, this sucks. All right, Vikings, contenders or pretenders?
Pretenders, because Kirk Cousins is literally bad.
He never plays well against playoff teams.
He's overpaid, and teams that are super run-heavy don't do well in the playoffs. Adrian, like, the last team to win a Super Bowl that had the leading rusher in the NFL was in 1997 in the Broncos with Terrell Davis. So,
I mean, Dalvin Cook's good, though.
Dalvin Cook's really good. Yeah, but he's not going to carry that team through the playoffs.
Yeah, if he stays healthy.
You need a good quarterback to get to the playoffs who can make throws.
Yes.
Okay. Cowboys, contenders or pretenders?
It's going to be hard because he's an Eagles fan.
Pretenders. Dak Prescott is bad. Jason Garrett sucks. And your number one tight end is like getting in a freaking wheelchair to get
on
the field.
Remember, this is to make the playoffs. I think the Cowboys make the playoffs.
I think they make the playoffs, too.
Now, you know how much I hate the Cowboys. I hate the Cowboys.
That's George's least favorite team, if you think about it.
Yeah, it really is. Like, I would root for the Patriots over them.
I would watch the Patriots beat the Cowboys rather than watch the Cowboys win against, like, rather than watch the Cowboys win anything.
Yes, I 100% agree. A Cowboys loss feels almost as good as a Steelers win to me.
So that's fine.
A Cowboys loss feels better. Like, watching the Cowboys lose is like when you hold your firstborn child for the first time. It's like unparalleled.
You don't know how that feels.
All right. Eagles, contenders or pretenders?
I'm going to say contenders.
Of course you would.
I know
you're
you
an Eagles fan.
Yeah, bias.
You have a bias too. Don't even.
I picked the Steelers to lose every week. What do you mean?
I like Carson Wentz. I like Zacher. I like that they're getting a running game going this year. They have a really solid run game right now. Carson Wentz, the pressure's still on him, but it's less so. He has not a good receiving core by any stretch, but it's sufficient. And their defense is coming. Some of their defensive players, like Darby's back, and their D-line is still really good with Fletcher Cox
I'm in the middle with the Eagles right now.
All right, last two. Cardinals, contenders, pretenders?
Pretenders.
They still got a long ways to go.
You do not get the number one overall pick and then somehow contend for the playoffs unless you did something really well. And your number one receiver can't be past the age of 35 if you want to be a contender for the playoffs.
They still got some work to do, so.
It's called an offensive line. They should try it sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, so. Too early to call it.
Buccaneers, contenders or pretenders?
Pretenders. Ugh. Is Jameis Winston's inconsistent. No offense to Bruce Arians. He's a great coach.
He's the quarterback whisperer.
Jameis just
can't
play consistent football, good football.
That's correct. Jameis Winston has had a 5-pick game this season already.
And it was against the Panthers. And they had a chance of winning that game.
The Panthers don't exactly have a solid secondary.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. Throw 5 picks.
All right, so yours is looking like, so you think, obviously, New Orleans is going to make it. San Francisco is going to make it. Seattle is going to make it. And then
Philadelphia,
you said, is going to make it. So, and then there's one more division. So you have the Saints winning the South. I'm going to guess that either the 49ers or the Seahawks winning the West, and the other one will get a wild card, right?
Yeah.
Do you think the Eagles are going to win the East, and who wins the North? The Packers?
Yeah.
And then what's your last wild card spot going to?
Did we say the Cowboys were getting a wild card spot?
You said they were pretenders.
I did. I don't like them, but
That's who you'd put?
It really... Wait, Panthers.
Panthers. Oh, yeah, that's right. Panthers. You're right.
Yeah.
So the Cowboys are out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Which would be fun. Okay.
Yeah.
Christian. I would love to come. Yeah. To
and you that at that point Jerry Jones is getting fired.
Yeah.
Not Jerry Jones. Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett. There you go.
The guy who.
Good pick, boys. Good pick, Dak. Good job.
All right. So, what are you looking at, Christian?
So I'm seeing.
Obviously, we already said San Francisco, Seattle, Green Bay, New Orleans. You said the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You got one more team.
Okay, I think we already got the Saints and stuff. So.
Yep.
Okay, so. So I can see the Eagles sneaking in. Right,
Eagles
now.
Or the Panthers?
I can see the Panthers making it if Kyle Allen shows me something promising. But for right now, the Eagles, because they have a consistent good quarterback, not a backup who went undrafted.
All right, so that will. And now we're gonna get into our game picks for the NFL, and we'll move on to the NBA. Starting with the Thursday night football game, Chargers at Raiders.
Chargers.
Raiders.
Wait, who did I pick for this game? I
you
think
picked Raiders.
Wait, no.
Yesterday.
It's like that. Raiders. I think they just have a low edge over the Chargers.
I don't know. I just like the Raiders better than right now than the Chargers. And I know they're a second half team, blah, 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 Will, but like.
That doesn't
true.
Matter.
We'll see. Chiefs at Titans.
Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm going Chiefs.
That's easy because I'm from KC, so.
Cardinals at Bucks.
Cardinals.
I'm going to go Buccaneers.
I could see you doing that.
I'm going to go with Arizona.
Okay. Giants and Jets.
Giants. But it's going to be closer than you think.
I'm going with Giants mostly because the Jets just lost to the Dolphins.
Yeah. Okay. Falcons at Saints.
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 Saints. Bills at Browns.
Bills.
Bills.
Ravens at Bengals.
Easy. Ravens.
Please, Bengals.
You mean the Bungles?
The Bungles.
Please, Bengals, do really bad and let Lamar Jackson
throw all over
you.
No, absolutely not. No. 7 picks.
I need Lamar Jackson to do good for my fantasy team, bro.
We're not talking about fantasy teams.
All right. Next is going to be Lions at Bears. The Bears don't have an offense.
I'm going Lions.
It's Lions. Okay. Dolphins at Colts.
Colts all the way.
Colts.
Even if they don't have Trubisky in.
But,
Jacob in. They're still going to do well.
But the Dolphins are undefeated since acquiring Aqib Talib.
That's just one game.
I mean, I'm not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. It's just one game.
Yeah, we're going with the Colts.
Yeah.
Panthers at Packers. This is going to be a good game.
Packers.
Yeah.
Panthers.
I'm going to go with the Packers.
Going with the Panthers.
Okay. Rams at Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
I think.
I'm going to go with the Rams.
Rams in a closer game than most analysts are going to give it.
Yeah.
I'm going Pittsburgh.
Why?
Because I like Mike Tomlin, and I think that Mike Tomlin doesn't want to lose. And the Rams are definitely.
No one wants to ever lose, if you think.
Yeah, and the Rams are definitely looking at the Steelers as a lesser opponent than their other. As a lesser opponent, and I think that'll give them an edge.
Okay. Then the Sunday night game, Vikings at Cowboys.
I think the Cowboys are going to pull through, but the Vikings are going to give them a good fight.
I think that it's going to be the Cowboys, but Dalvin Cook goes off.
I think it's going to be the Vikings. Or no, I think it's going to be the Cowboys because Kirk Cousins can't play well against an over 500 team.
Yeah.
He's shown that his whole career, but he's still one of the highest paid quarterbacks.
Yeah, he gets $84 million guaranteed.
I would sign a contract to play bad football for $84 million.
I would absolutely
sign a contract. It's like you're saying you want to be an average player making like double digits.
Yeah. And then last one, Monday Night Football game. This is a Monday Night Football game. I mean, this should be Sunday Night Football, but this is a really good game. Seahawks at 49ers.
I think the Niners are going to win, but it's going to come down to the last drive of the game.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
I'm going Niners on this one.
Because no offense to Seattle fans, you don't have a defense this year. All you have is
Russell Wilson, who's going off.
And your defense is right now. I do not know about the defense right now. Only Quarney's playing well, if you think, for that defense.
Yeah, it's going to be that's going to be a game, though. That's
going to be a really great game.
Yeah,
and
it is.
And I'm going with the Niners.
Whoever wins this game wins the NFC West.
Truth.
True, but Yep. That's definitely right.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
So that'll wrap up football. We're going to head, and for the last 10 minutes of this podcast, we are going to head to the NBA. And I know we were talking about this topic just a little bit before the podcast, but I want to know, who are your top five basketball players of all time?
I'm going to go...
Ranked.
Ranked 5-1 or 1-5?
Five. Well, I'll say 5-1.
Definitely going to put... I'm going to put Magic at 5. Or, so Magic is up there.
Magic is... well, you got to choose somebody. So it's Magic, you're 5.
Magic, 5. Bird, 4.
Okay, nope. We're gonna go around the table. Oh, we're gonna go 5. Okay. So Magic is your 5.
Okay, for my 5, I'm gonna go old school Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh, damn. That's some tough. People. I mean, he put up 100 in a game.
But there's a clip on YouTube. He shoots threes, and he made 20 in a row. So, you never know. He could have played today, if you think about it.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to go Magic.
Magic's good, I admit that.
Okay. Who's your 4th?
Kareem.
Kareem the Dream.
Okay.
Okay, 4 for me. I think I'll go old school and Karl Malone, probably.
I'm with you. Will and I have the same list so far. Mine's Kareem. Okay, number 3, Will.
I'm going Kobe with 3. Kobe at 3. He put up.
No, 8. No, no. You don't understand. Well, Kristen, go.
Okay. I'm going to go more modern LeBron.
I'm going to go Kobe at number 3.
That's my number 2.
What's your number 2?
Jordan. Wait. You think Jordan's 1, and I think I know who your number 2 is.
Okay. Who's your number 2?
I got to go Jordan at number 2.
If you do Kobe's number 1, I'm going to slap you.
I'm not going to do Kobe.
Okay.
Mine's... Oh, thank God. Thank God. Okay. We're good. We're good then. LeBron is my number 2.
LeBron is my number 1.
Who's your number 1?
Mine never played in the NBA, but he could have been very good. This is the European version of Oscar Schmidt. He has the most points in all of basketball. Didn't retire until he's 49. And this is Kobe's favorite player of all time. If you want to look him up, he's from Brazil, very good. He bit, like, the Olympic team, like, in the 80s, like, for the gold medal, like, one time. And he's really good.
It's Jordan. It's Jordan.
It's not Jordan.
It is Jordan.
Jordan was not as big of a physical presence.
Yeah.
But
Jordan
he had
not
that.
As much of a game changer as LeBron. LeBron he
could, Jordan could score at will.
Jordan yeah. always he, had, well, didn't always have. Most of the time, he had Scottie Pippen. LeBron had D Wade for like what 4 seasons and did bad with and made like can't win in the finals unless he has another playmaker unless he puts the entire team on his back and scores 90% of the points.
But Jordan,
he can, Jordan. You, I mean, yes, he may have had Pippen, but that doesn't matter. What the? I mean, you. LeBron had Kyrie when he won his championship. LeBron reach the level
LeBron
Jordan does.
Can get
remember
there.
The game like you know Jordan
LeBron's
scored.
There.
What is it? 81
Jordan
points.
Won 6 championships in 6 years. LeBron can't do that.
Like you know 3.
Okay, let's see who did. Okay, LeBron has made it to more just by being LeBron. Okay, I give.
That's because MJ retired in the middle of his. He won 3, retired, came back and won 3 more.
Yeah, he took 2 years
you
off.
You can. Nobody else can say that they've ever done that ever in any sport.
Yes, yeah. I'm agreeing that what you just said is correct. But what I'm not agreeing with is, one, Jordan, different era. LeBron is
he could play any era and he'll be fine.
Yes, Jordan could play in any era and be amazing.
They said he could play even better today in like
yeah,
because
there's way less. I mean, think about it. If Jordan
look how,
I mean, you don't know if he had a 3-point shot. I mean, he had a okay 3-point shot. Now he loved to go to the rim and he loved to dunk. But I mean, think of him today would be. I mean,
it'd be ridiculous.
Jordan's a presence on the court. He's like he's one of the greatest.
He is the greatest. He is the GOAT.
LeBron,
yeah, he could still
LeBron,
play.
LeBron, if you're there, you get into a physical match with you, who would be a harder match person to guard, LeBron or MJ?
MJ!
Why? What is your reasoning behind this?
MJ can score from any point on the court. He can go around you. He can go through.
He can play
you. He can play one through three. He can go. He has amazing ball handling skills. Can pass the ball, ox, catch it, rebound it. He'll go off 40 and you won't even know it.
And he can steal the ball well.
LeBron has one broken. Has had one of the greatest careers ever.
Yes, I would agree with that. He's my number two. He's an amazing player, but he's not Jordan.
Okay.
No one could be Jordan.
Nobody can beat Jordan.
Okay. One, let's put, for their respective positions, LeBron is, I like LeBron more for the sheer fact that, one, he's way bigger and more muscular than Jordan was. Like,
that doesn't translate to basketball.
Yeah, LeBron is a physical specimen.
LeBron is a physical specimen.
But Jordan is a better player.
He changed the game for everything.
Yes, LeBron's a transcendent player, one of the greatest players of all time. People will be talking about his legacy for forever. Don't think I'm hating on LeBron. I love LeBron.
Cleveland to the finals and won against the Golden State.
He also had Kyrie and Kevin Love.
Yes.
And if Kyrie doesn't go off, he loses.
He's made it to the finals with it just being him.
And the East has been hot garbage. The East has been hot garbage every single time.
Any of the
he almost got beat by Jason Tatum. And,
what is it? Like, what's that?
Horford.
No.
The Pacers.
He almost got beat by the Pacers. And then, he almost got beat by the Celtics. He had to go to seven games with the Celtics.
Yeah.
Where their leader was Jason Tatum and a guy who doesn't deserve $108 million.
Rozier?
No.
No.
The guy who's still on there. I can't remember his name.
Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown. There. And then you let Terry Rozier go off. That, you can't. Look, it's really close. And if LeBron would have beaten the Mavericks, would have a couple more rings, would have, not had to team up with Wade and Bosch to get his first ring. Because your argument was that MJ teamed up with
Scottie Pippen.
Well, LeBron teamed up with D. Wade and Chris Bosh.
When LeBron had dominated, LeBron has made it to more. Though he hasn't won.
Yeah, because the East is absolute dog crap.
Yeah, but he's made it to more single-handedly.
Doesn't matter. The East was absolute dog crap. Jordan had to work through everything.
Yeah, think about the
Jordan. The Bulls
the
are
conference
in the East.
He had. The Knicks were really good.
The Pacers were really good.
You had the Magic. You were on the rise.
PTSD moments.
They had a whole. He went not like LeBron in the easy East was.
Look, conference. It's really close, and LeBron's a great player, and anybody can say that.
Yeah.
But Jordan is a better player.
All around.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Well, LeBron can knock down a three.
So can Jordan.
So can Jordan.
And LeBron can play the paint.
So can Jordan.
Defend in the paint, defend on the outside.
LeBron has been terrible at defending the last couple years. He's been awful. He's been straight up terrible in defense.
And
other than that miraculous block in the playoffs, he has not been that good of a defensive player.
A little bit this year, he's making improvements. But other than that, the last couple really years, he's been lazy.
Yeah,
I'm just
LeBron. No, it's tough. LeBron's a great player.
Yeah, he is, no doubt.
It really just is.
I haven't bought some of his shoes.
It's really a game of inches at this point.
Yep.
But if LeBron James wins another final.
He has to win two more finals.
Two more finals and an MVP.
Yes. Which he could
do.
Yeah,
he could.
He's gone off for three straight triple-doubles.
And I think he's going to win MVP. LeBron will probably win MVP this year because for the first time in, 10 years, he wasn't playing into June.
Yeah. So I can completely understand that. It's just it's going to be tight, but I do think MJ just inches out LeBron.
I think that they're the top two. Nobody can argue that they're not the top two ever.
Yeah.
But it's just it's really just opinion based on where you put them.
Couldn't that we agreed.
Yeah, all the way down except to 2-1.
Cage is humping the table in the corner. Why are you humping a table, Cage?
I'm bored.
Pick up my mic.
I'm guessing we're talking about LeBron and MJ, who's the best.
Yeah.
The top five all time?
All time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, number one should be LeBron James.
You're absolutely wrong. It's definitely MJ. But we don't have much time left, so we're going to end this. And hope you guys have a nice day.
Signing off.
Sign off.